At the Altec Symposium, my first stop is at the Winchester Algae Plant. And we're going to learn more about this. And right now I'm speaking to Kyle. Kyle, tell me what you do for Altec.
I work in applications research, and my focus is on algae. I've been with the company for about 5 years, and that's about how long our algae program has been has been around.
So is this a new project, or is this plant newly owned by Altec?
We actually purchased the plant November 22nd, 2010, so it's 6 months today that we've been in the facility.
Well, the symposium participants are, this is one of the tours that they can go on, first day of activities for this year's symposium. What are the kinds of things you're showing to people?
We're going to show off the renovations we've made to the facility as far as offices and control room and labs, but we're also going to show them our process plant that's actually running at this time. We're putting product out the door. This facility has approximately 1.2 million liters of capacity as far as fermentation capacity, and also 10,000 tons as far as spray dried biomass. And everybody on the tour will get to see that that equipment. There's also a couple of different projects that the people on the tour will get to see. One of them being our heterotrophic algae project, which is what this plant is designed to produce. And that's kind of like a yeast process. You feed the organisms glucose. They take in oxygen, and they make biomass, release CO2. The second one, which is what you see outside the big green algae tubes, that's an autotrophic process. It's where the algae undergo photosynthesis. They take in carbon dioxide to create sugars, to create their biomass, and release oxygen into the environment. And that's going to be kind of the main focus of the tour, those two different processes.
Now, some people may not know, but what's kind of the end result and purpose of creating this biomass with algae?
Well, we're a natural animal health and nutrition company, so these products will be going into our products.
Mm-hmm. And how do you see the potential for that? Because I would guess that we're still kind of in the early stages of using this type of technology.
Right. Well, our company is based on yeast production up until now, and there's a couple hundred strains of yeast, and we've been able to do a lot with the yeast organism. When you look at the algae as a whole collection, there's about 800,000 species of algae. So when you think of all the opportunities that could come to the forefront there, it's pretty exciting.
Well, I'm excited to be here and get a chance to go on the tour. We've got one coming up here pretty soon. Thank you very much, Kyle. I look forward to seeing your facility.
Thank you.